AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
Some things in life are just automatic. Like State Farm agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOA News Time, 826, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Jan Briggs and also Carolyn Turney joining us as we discuss St. David's Day activities that are coming up soon.
Coming up this weekend. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well,
outstanding.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, thanks both ladies for joining us here today. I do need to ask as we get things started here, Jan. Boy, we're very close to, I guess, round one of the annual activities.
Round one, exactly, because round one starts tomorrow with Welch Tea at Lebo, and it starts at 1:30 at the Methodist Church in United Methodist Church in Lebo, Kansas. So, round one, Saturday we practice, and we're ready to go by Sunday. So, a busy time.
Outstanding. Carolyn, how pleased are you that these activities are back in front of the community again this year?
We are so pleased. You know, we had a couple of years that it was very hard to have anything, and to be back in the church on Sunday with our concert and our tea and get to see the people that typically always come, it's wonderful.
Well, Karen,
you know,
go ahead, Jan.
Chuck, I probably should say that I should back up. Round one was all of these ladies have been baking bread for days and days, including Carolyn, and a whole band of women have been baking Barbreef bread. And so round one actually started a few weeks ago, I imagine. Carolyn would know all about that. I'm not the bread baker.
So, Carolyn, what goes into baking of the bread?
You know, when you bake Barbreef, you kind of block off a day, because you want to be pretty close, you know, to home and everything. And so it takes about a total from beginning to end, about 6 hours. You're not busy the whole time, but you are right there getting it wow. ready, kneading it, letting it rise once, and putting it into the pans, and then rising again and baking and then cooling it and bagging it.
And that's why I don't bake it. I don't want to eat it. And you can buy extra loaves. Once a year, you can buy extra loaves of this. It's very special bread.
Boy, that sounds like...
Sounds like a lot of tender loving care there.
It does.
Well, and I have to say, you know, in Emporia, there's Rhonda Gordon, Ruth Fowler, Linda O'Rear, and me that actually do it. We don't all have the same recipe. But they're all very similar. They have the spices and the currants and raisins and the candied peel. They are all yeast breads. And, you know, we enjoy doing it. There's a lady in Wichita that brings some loaves as well. And we won't probably have as many. I only made 4 batches this year, which is around 32 loaves. And
only.
Yeah, come early. She had
this
candy.
Was a light year. Some years I have done up to 8 loaves, but it didn't. I wasn't able to get that many done. And we serve them at the tea. You know, we serve the Barbreef sliced with butter and a slice of cheese on top of it, if people like that, along with the tea, or if there are some loaves for sale, the regular size loaves are $9 each, and the smaller ones are $5. But they will be in limited supply this year.
Limited supply, so don't delay there. And you mentioned there is going to be a tea. Is there any kind of special St. David's Day tea that we are offered?
Not that I know.
It's good old black tea, isn't
it?
Good
old
black tea, okay. Yeah. You get a slice of lemon.
I didn't know if there was a special St. David's tea we were
partaking
with here or not.
Dealing with regular tea, and they can either add cream, sugar, or lemon, or just drink it plain, however they want.
Outstanding. Well, Jen, once we've had tea and Barbary bread, let's talk about what's going to be coming up on Sunday over at Presbyterian Church West Campus.
We've got a great lineup this year, and we've kind of added a lot of pieces, and we have a nice variety. I mean, traditionally, we've had a really strong Welsh choir, and we are still going to have our Welsh choir. They're going to be practicing at 1:30 on Saturday at the West Presbyterian Church. If anybody would like to join us, we always love to have people join us for the choir. There will be those traditional songs. We will have some traditional congregational hymns that are Welsh. But this year we have a lot of nice solos. We have a variety of instrumental solos. We have a violin, a trumpet, a harp, and a flute solo, not to mention the pipe organ that starts and finishes the program. It's a beautiful organ there at the church. We also have quite a few vocal solos. We have a Leonard Jones, who comes in, and she's our guest conductor every year. We have Andrew Smith returning. Abigail Trimer is going to be playing the harp and singing. Our conductor will be singing a special as well. So we have a big variety. Yes?
Don't forget our wonderful accompanist on the piano and the organ.
Multi-talented Travis. Yes. He accompanies all these pieces, and he's very talented. Lots of gifts, musical gifts there, of course.
And we know Abigail Trimer is wonderful on the harp. We've seen her in many places, and
very
she's
true.
really good. So, Carolyn, educate us, if you will, on a little history of St. David. What is exactly St. David's Day?
St. David's Day, and it's actually today. It was the anniversary of the patron saint of Wales, his date of death, in, I don't know, 5-something A.D. And so every year the Welsh people celebrate, at least in the United States and other places, I think, as well, the first Sunday in March, celebrating him. We always have the music because Welsh people are known for their music and their wonderful singing abilities.
All right.
And daffodils are usually abundant at that time. Well, at least some of them not springing up in the ground, but out at the church. We will have the daffodils, of course, and along with the Welsh bread, we will be singing some of the songs, not much. We will sing some in Welsh, and the national anthem of Wales will be sung in Welsh, as well as, of course, our memorial hymn, Babel, and then some choruses.
Carolyn, you mentioned daffodils. Mine are starting to peek through the ground. So it's going to be beautiful day. Beautiful day on Sunday. So spring is here. You know, this is the first meteorological day of spring, technically. So come out and celebrate for sure. Spring is here.
All right. Is there time here for people that would like to be part of the choir to step forward and sing with you? Carolyn, I'll ask you that.
Well, there's a core group of us that always sing, and they've been notified the songs, and we're only singing two songs in two groups for the course.
So the answer is yes. Absolutely.
If somebody wants to join us, they're more than welcome on Saturday at 1:30 out at the church. We have some extra songbooks, and we have, I'm going to tell everybody, we do have phonetic interpretations of the words, so people can phonetically pronounce the words. It's a difficult language.
Listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me.
All right. Well, Jan, again, lay down how things are going to be working. What time do we start on Sunday?
The concert's at 2:30, kicking off at 2:30, and we'll start with, we got a beautiful prelude planned, and then we'll kick right into the national anthems of both countries, and off we go. Program's usually about an hour, and followed by the tea.
Basic black tea. There we go.
Real men just bring it straight.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you very much. We appreciate your time here this morning.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Hope to see you there.
Having us.
Yeah,
all
have
right.
A great day. Carolyn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jan Briggs and Carolyn Turney previewing the St. David's Day activities coming up this Sunday, Chuck.
Yep, absolutely. And also the Welsh tea taking place in Lebo tomorrow. Don't forget, too, that tomorrow morning we'll have Newman Regional Health Chief Medical Officer.